another exciting hour of the Tom Abraham Show. Call 866-485-9867 to get your bark on.
Really rather not have any more questions about, is it okay to lose this game? It's never okay to lose a game.
You go find them, you throw your arms around them, you give them a big kiss on the mouth if you're a girl.
I am the champ that runs the camp. Showtime! Woo!
Live from the Big Dog Production Studios, here's Tom Abraham.
And I am a certified G and a bona fide stud, and you can't teach that.
I guess I'm on here. Am I on? Can somebody respond?
Hour number two, Tom Abraham Show, 3 o'clock straight up. Glad you were with us on this Throwback Thursday. We're using Blackfoot today in our Throwback Thursday music all throughout the show. We'll have Blackfoot music for you. We got plenty of room for you to react and interact with us, so go ahead and get ready to do that at 866-485-9867. It's 866-485-9867, and coming up in a little bit, we'll be talking to Anson Wainwright from Ring Magazine. He'll be joining us from London, England, where it'll be like after 9 o'clock by the time we talk to him over there. And then in the 4 o'clock hour, Matt Scalise from AL.com, Kenny Mastroli from the Mastroli Passing Academy will be in as well. As I told you guys earlier, too, helping us out throughout the spring with our coverage of NASCAR as the NASCAR season gets started with Daytona coming up here, well, next week for the big race and actually Saturday night for the Clash, is our friends at Bankston Motorhomes. They're the ones that made it possible for us to go to the SEC championship, to the Chick-fil-A Bowl, and to the national championship as well. Great sponsors of the show, and of course you guys know the shows that we've done out there on location at Bankston Motorhomes. And of course coming up is the RV Super Show at the VBC. It starts tomorrow, and when we get done with Tanya Miller from down there at Bankston Motorhomes, I'm going to give you a family four-pack of tickets courtesy of Bankston Motorhomes to the RV Super Show, and I'll tell you how you can win those. But Tanya joins us now from down there. Tanya, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, Tom?
I am fantastic. And show season for you at Bankston Motorhomes, right? I know you're up in Nashville, and you've got Birmingham coming up. But right here in our own backyard, the big RV Super Show starting Friday through Sunday. And some pretty exciting times down there, right?
Absolutely, and they have been working all week to get a slew of vehicles into the Von Braun Center. So they're going to have travel trailers, fifth wheels, motorhomes, just about anything you can think of will have at least one of them there.
That is really cool. And by the way, what is this? I go to BankstonMotorhomes.com, and I see this incredible selection that you have of new and pre-owned motorhomes, but it says win any RV in our inventory. Explain that.
Well, we were putting that out there just to see what would happen, but it's a new promotion that we're launching this year. They have been wanting to give away an RV, and we were able to make it happen. And the way it works is anybody that wants a chance to win has to go to the website and register online. That is the only way you can register. And if you guess the correct six digits, I believe, in an Alabama license to drive, then you get to pick any RV out of our inventory that is $100,000 or less, and the winner will be announced in November this year.
Wow, that is so cool. So go to Bankston Motorhomes and you can find out more about that. All right, talk about the show a little bit. You mentioned having a lot of different types of vehicles down there, and you really have a lot of stuff. They have a lot of stuff at different price points. I think people get it in their head that, you know, oh no, these things are, you know, $500,000 and there's nothing available at my price point, but that's not true, is it?
No, absolutely not. As a matter of fact, I was trying to count on my show map how many RVs we are going to have there, and I got stopped at 40. I believe we actually have more than that in the Von Braun Center at this time. And the reason for that is truly that during this time, with the way our economy is, if somebody wants to buy an RV, we will do our best to make that happen. We have special financing that's been set up for the show, and we will have our people there to see if we can make it happen at the show, which is really fantastic.
Yeah, and now at the show, will it be all new vehicles? Because I know you have some tremendous deals on some pre-owned stuff that's like new when you go over there to the lot.
I do believe it is all new. Usually when we do an RV show, we take the new inventory because we get special units from the manufacturers sent to us just for the shows. So Chase and Harrison both met with several manufacturers to make sure that we would have some of the coolest new vehicles in stock for this show specifically.
I was looking at some of the fifth wheels when I was over there the last time, and those are really impressive too. I think people always think of just motor home, but they don't necessarily think of the fifth wheel vehicle or units. And when you look at those things, how much room they have in them, they're really impressive. Plus, you always have that ability then to kind of drop it at the site, and you've got your vehicle to use if you're going to be, you know, someplace for some period of time.
Absolutely. And as a matter of fact, we have one that's in one of our commercials right now that has six slides. And the reason we put it in there is when that thing is parked and those slides are open, you wouldn't even guess that it's a fifth wheel. It's got a fireplace. It's got theater seating. It's got a king bed in the back. I mean, these things are phenomenal anymore with the amenities that you can get on them.
That's the thing, too, that is always stunning. Of course, we did the show last summer from inside one of the RVs, and I think that that's, you know, one of the things that people maybe not realize is that the features that they have now, you know, full-size refrigerators, the kitchens and the stovetops and things like that they have, the microwaves, full-size microwaves, things like that on some of these units, it's really stunning. And, you know, with the advent of satellite TV and so on, I mean, some of these things have two and three beautiful flat-screen TVs in them and, you know, in beds that are basically full-size beds.
Absolutely. And the thing that's nice about being in the RV industry is that you get to see that people can kind of pick how they want to go. So we have some people, they want to just be able to pull a little tiny teardrop behind their truck and find some private little piece of paradise that nobody else has seen and feel like they have their own exclusive backyard with Mother Nature. Then we have other people that are RVing with a family and they need a full-size refrigerator and they want to have a TV and they want to be able to maybe park it at a campground. So you've got the full spectrum of RV customers. And the nice thing about Bankston is we usually have 500 units or so in our inventory at any time. So people can come and tour a lot of different floor plans to find the floor plan that's going to work best for them based on what they want their RV lifestyle to be.
Yeah, and now I imagine over at the show you're going to have, I'm looking at this 2017 Thor Motor Coach Outlaw 37-footer. It looks absolutely gorgeous. It's like a condominium when you get it set up with the slides and everything. So I imagine you have stuff like that. You have Class Bs down there as well, some Class C units. People are going to be able to get a good opportunity to kind of size up all of them and see the pricing. And like you said, financing available on site, right? That they can go ahead and apply for their financing and from what I understand, they'll go 15, 20 years on some of this stuff.
I honestly don't know all the financing terms because we have somebody that's all that they do. But what I will say that I like about our website specifically is there actually is a payment calculator tool on our website. So if you're online and you're looking and you see something you like, there's a way to calculate what that payment would be if you put X amount down and that kind of thing. So it's actually gotten pretty sophisticated in terms of making it work for people. And that's why we actually bring our finance person down to the VBC to make sure that if somebody has a unit they love and they want to get in it, we do everything we can to get them there.
No, not to discourage people from coming to the lot, because certainly, like you said, there's so many units there at the lot, it's incredible. But there's special show pricing all weekend long at the VBC. I mean, you guys are motivated to move stuff that's at the VBC. People get a chance to come there and see it. You'll be dominant. I mean, there's nothing like Bankston Motorhomes at the Super RV, the RV Super Show at the VBC. But I would imagine that if somebody's in the market, this might be the time to pull the trigger because they're going to get a deal this weekend that's as good a deal as they could possibly get all year long.
True. The other thing that I will say is they go through and they put the special show pricing on there to make it easy for people to see how far their RV dollar can go. But it's certainly not a high pressure situation. We've been doing this a long time. Our salespeople have been doing this a long time. We know that sometimes people will visit an RV two or three times before they make that final decision because they want to hang out in it for a little bit. They want to imagine what it's like to be in there. So oftentimes what will happen is someone will have seen something on the lot and then they'll come to the show and it will just confirm that this is the unit for them. But the last thing we want to do is rush somebody through the decision-making process because we want them to be happy. And we know that buying that RV from us is really just the first step in what's going to be a long-term relationship for several years when they bring it back to be serviced because we service everything we sell. So we know we're going to see those people when they come back through for whatever it is they need, whether it's, you know, a slide being adjusted or, you know, an engine being serviced. So we're really in it to make sure people find the RV that they want.
Outside of special pricing, any other things going on for folks coming down to the RV show as far as taking advantage of anything else you guys got going on?
Really and truly, I would say that the cool thing about the RV show is that there are so many units under one roof, so you get to see a lot of different types of units in a short amount of time, but because it can be a little overwhelming, we actually have put a little one sheet together to kind of help people figure out what the most important things are for them if they're in the market for an RV. For example, you know, how many adults are going to be sleeping in it? How many kids are going to be sleeping in it? Do you need any special equipment to make it work with your truck or your SUV? So we'll have those in the information booth when people come through. And then we also have a show map. So if someone's interested in travel trailers, they can make a beeline to the travel trailers. If someone's interested in fifth wheels, they can make a beeline to the fifth wheels. If somebody only wants to see the motorhomes, they can see where those are. So we actually try to make it as easy and fun as possible. And we have our best people there that are knowledgeable so that really, you know, you can take the family out and just really spend the day dreaming about what you want. And then once you kind of figure out what's going to be best, go forward from there.
Yeah, yeah. And I'll say one other thing, too. Another thing that surprised me, because my wife and I have been looking at these things now for a couple of years, is that the mileage, the fuel mileage, you know, some of these units have gotten so much better over the years in terms of the fuel mileage. The days of it being 4 or 5 miles to the gallon to drive one of these things around, some of these Class Cs have great, great chassis and engines and the new Class Bs as well. And, you know, between the prices coming down at the pump a little bit over the last couple of years, the average prices being down, and the increased fuel mileage, I think people would be surprised at how affordable these things can be to, you know, to take out on the road. It's not like you just get it and it's going to park and sit there. I mean, you can certainly afford to take them out.
You're absolutely right. And as a matter of fact, we had a couple that came out from California to get a used Class C from us because they were looking for a diesel with low miles, and they had narrowed it down to a certain type and a certain brand. And we were able to fulfill that for them. And it was interesting to me talking with them that they knew, you know, that this particular model with this particular engine pretty much averages about 18 miles per gallon, which I thought, wow, that's better than one of our cars that I'm driving right now. So, you know, there's a reason people buy diesel. There's a reason people will buy the smaller pull behinds. It really boils down to what's going to be best for your family or for, you know, your objectives. And so our salespeople really do try and take the time to find out how someone plans on using their RV to help them move towards the models that are going to fit their objectives. So that's the main thing I think that drives people back to us after going to look at other lots is our salespeople actually really will take the time to find out what are the most important things to a customer in that RV and then help them go see the units that line up with those key points So then the customer gets to make an educated decision.
Yeah, that's a great, great point, because I'll be honest with you. There's one problem I have when I go and I look at them, anytime I come down and make some motorhomes and look at them with my wife, is I go in one and, oh, this is perfect. Oh, this is beautiful. Look at this. They go in the next one. Oh, this is perfect. Look at this. This is incredible. And then my favorite one is the last one I was in. You know what I mean? It just, it does make it difficult that way. But what I do like is I say, I wish I had that kind of bedroom and that big full size shower. And I like that kitchen. And what I've found is you could talk to your guys there at Banks the Motorhomes and at the show especially and say, you know, what if I'm looking for this, this, and this, and they can get you in the right unit. You may not have stumbled across that unit, but that unit does exist.
Exactly. And I think that's actually one of the things that is interesting about the RV industry is each manufacturer has several product lines, and those product lines each have several floor plans. And I haven't been here very long, but in the time that I've been here, I have learned that the floor plan is everything. And so for most customers, they want to go walk around the units. They want to go see. They want to go look at how deep the cabinets are. They want to see what that washer and dryer hookup looks like if it's in a fifth wheel. So one of the things that our salespeople will do is very patiently walk the lot with them and show them each of the options that fits the criteria that the customer has set out. Because for us, we just want them to be happy. We want them to love that RV. We want them to love their experience here. And so for us, it doesn't really matter which RV you pick as long as it's the right one for you. And our job is to help you find that.
All right. Tanya Miller's been our guest. Banks the Motorhomes. They will be down at the RV Super Show this weekend at the Von Braun Center. Coming up, we're going to hook you up with a family four-pack of tickets for that, so you can go on down there and check it out. I understand it's going to rain a little bit on Saturday, which is a perfect thing to do. Let's go to the VBC and check out the RV show. That's for sure. All right, Tanya, I appreciate you so much, and thank you for the support as well. I know our listeners get a kick out of coming down there when we do shows down there as well, and you guys have been great, great supporters of the show.
We are proud to be associated with you, Tom, so thanks for having us on.
All right, thank you. That's Tanya Miller from Bankston Motorhomes joining us there. All right, we're going to get a break in. And when we come back, we're going to spend a little bit of time with Anson Wainwright. But in the meantime, it's a family four-pack. Tell you what, you want to go to the RV Super Show? Be caller number four right now, 866-485-9867. 866-485-9867. Be caller number four during the break, and we'll get you hooked up with a family four-pack of tickets to the RV Super Show. I've got a page saved. I got my eye on one of these bad boys right now. I'm telling you, I'm going to do this because it's going to be perfect for me with my Southern Bass radio show, heading out to some big-time tournaments and so on the weekend. What better way than to do it in a motor coach in the summertime? And what better way to go to the football game in the fall than in a motor coach? I got to have one of these. I've got to have one of these. I just got to make it happen. I'm sorry. The 2017 Thor Motor Coach Chateau 28Z. It's got my name all over it. Just saying. Be caller number four. We'll hook you up with tickets to the show. When we come back, we'll talk some fight game. We'll do it with Anson Wainwright from Ring Magazine. Doing that next. It's the Tom Abraham Show. Right here at 730-1039.
They are WUMP 730 and 1039. The UMP. It's time for 60 with Cole Kubelik.
All signs point to Alabama hiring Brian DeBoole, New England Patriots tight end coach, as their new offensive coordinator. He has experience calling plays in the NFL. He did it with the Browns, he did it with the Dolphins, Chiefs, but hasn't called plays in college and has only coached quarterbacks for 2 years. Now, I know the offensive coordinator has a lot of dealings with quarterbacks, but this is an Alabama roster that could be staring down the barrel of a true sophomore as your starter and a true freshman as your backup quarterback. QB development is going to be critical for this year's Alabama football team because they're probably not going to allow Jalen Hurts to be able to play every snap of every game. There are only five players in the SEC that had more rushing attempts than Hurts a year ago, so multiple quarterbacks will need to be ready. DeBoole or somebody on that Alabama staff is going to have to step up and help with QB development if this experiment will work.
Don't miss the Cube Show with Cole Kubelik and Arky Shea. Weekday morning 6 to 10 a.m. only on the UMP.
Progressive presents Mindflowness. with Flo.
Picture it. Your car and home insurance are perfectly bundled. You're saving loads of money, and life is so much easier. You exist in a heightened state of easy peasiness. Life is as easy as it is peasy. As peasy as it is easy.
Experience oneness. Bundle home and auto insurance with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Start your spring projects today at the Lowe's Spring Savings Event, where you'll find huge deals on everything you need to get your home ready for the season. So hurry into your neighborhood store today for great brands at great prices, like paint and primer starting at a new lower price of $17.98. Plus, get 15% off all style selections laminate flooring. Get started with spring's biggest savings. Start with Lowe's. Paint offer valid 2-3 through 4-10. Flooring offer valid 2-15 through 2-22. See store for details. U.S. only.
Just pay shipping.
Hi, I'm Marion Platt, and welcome to Heartbeat. Do you ever feel that if you passed away today, you might not be missed? Life sometimes leaves us feeling like a zero. But it's worth noting that if you place the number one in front of the zero, you increase that number tenfold. When we place God as number one in our lives, we discover our own personal value. The Bible tells us that God marks the sparrow's fall, knows the number of hairs on our head, and has a plan for each of us. He gave his best, his own son, to make our lives count. We do have value, infinite value, because he made us for eternal fellowship with himself. Heartbeat is brought to you by the Salvation Army.
Together, we can turn a rescue ship of refugees into a maternity ward. Together, we can turn a stairwell into an ER at a moment's notice. Together, we can vaccinate 710,000 people in just 11 days. Together, we are Doctors Without Borders. Doctors Without Borders goes where others don't to provide life-saving medical care. Learn more at doctorswithoutborders.org.
Brought to you by Hum by Verizon. Is your check engine light on? Hum by Verizon can tell you why, so you can fix small problems before they become big ones. Find out how to make your car smarter, safer, and more connected with Hum by Verizon. Visit hum.com today.
Lots of sunshine today. The high in the upper 50s at 58. Mostly clear tonight. The low at 36. For tomorrow, the weather turns warmer. Partly to mostly sunny. The high 67. And Saturday, a mostly cloudy day with a chance of some scattered light rain. The high at 64. I'm James Spann on Sports Radio 730 and 103.9 The Ump.
The Valley's home for live sports. The Ump.
Little Blackfoot on a Throwback Thursday in a doghouse. Listener suggestion. I told you, you guys suggest it, and you know, we'll get it up there for you. Just the way it's going to work. That's what's happening with it. All right, Anson Wainwright will be joining us in a few moments from Ring Magazine. He's joining us actually from London, so we'll have him up here in just a few moments. In the meantime, I mentioned earlier that Tony Romo thinks that he will get cut. Now, the dirty little secret here is you would think that, well, you know, can't they trade him for something? Nobody wants that contract. And everybody in the league knows that they're, you know, that Dak Prescott is the guy that they've moved on. So what would you trade for Tony Romo? They don't trade anything for Tony Romo. And Jerry Jones has shown great allegiance to Tony Romo. Romo hasn't played in 2 years, basically. And, so the thought is that Tony Romo is going to get released and have an opportunity to work out a deal with whoever the highest suitor is. The concern is that he's the Tiger Woods of the NFL. That he, like Tiger, you know, can't do anything. That game is gone. And it may be the case. I mean, anybody who signs Tony Romo is going to have to do it with a big, big incentive-laden type deal. That's the only thing that makes sense. Now, the dirty little secret is that has Tony Romo, in an effort to get his release from the Cowboys, promising Jerry Jones that he won't sign with certain teams, like, you know, the entire NFC East, or anyone else that could potentially hurt the Cowboys? They're not going to cut Tony Romo and see him go sign with the Washington Redskins. Not that he would necessarily, but, you know, if you're the Redskins, you got Kirk Cousins. Kirk Cousins, you got to do a long-term deal with him or you're going to end up franchising him again. It's going to cost you $24 million. You're going to pay that kind of money for Tony Romo. If you're the Redskins, would you take on Tony Romo and let Kirk Cousins walk? I don't think so. I mean, it would be like throwing napalm on that thing. You just don't know what you're going to get out of them. But Jerry Jones doesn't want Tony Romo going there. Probably doesn't want him going anywhere in the NFC East. At least. Maybe nowhere in the NFC. Not sure. All right, joining us now on the Woody Anderson Ford VIP hotline, Anson Wainwright from Ring Magazine. Anson, welcome back to the show. How are you, man?
Hey, thank you for having me. I'm very well. And yourself?
Oh, fantastic. We're very excited about the fight that is coming up. Deontay Wilder, 37-0, 36 by knockout, taking on Gerald Washington. And, you know, this is kind of an interesting deal. In your mind, did Wilder step up to a little bit tougher opponent than Warziak when Warziak failed the drug test, or do you think that this is just a straight fill-in with Gerald Washington?
I think it's possibly a better fight in terms of Washington is an unbeaten guy. He's good size, and he'll be probably a little more than Deontay. Not a huge puncher, but I think, you know, the fact that he's American, you've got two Americans vying for the heavyweight championship, so that's probably good. The only loss on Warwick's record was I think he got stopped in three rounds by Alexander Povetkin, of course, and we know what happened with him and Wilder, but that doesn't look good on his record, the fact he got blown away in three rounds. So obviously Washington at least has never lost, so you don't know how good someone is until they've lost, so that kind of brings an air of intrigue maybe to this one. But Deontay should be fine. I imagine he'll be, he should be fine in this fight.
Yeah, Washington has wanted this fight for a while. Washington's 18-0, but he's 34 years old. He's ex-Navy, so, you know, he's in great shape. I mean, when you look at the guy, I mean, this is going to be two specimens in the ring. I mean, you know, it's going to be a long time since you've seen two guys like this. We've seen too many guys like Areola and some of these other guys, and some of them fine boxers, but they're never in great shape. These two guys here, you know, are going to come ready to fight. So it suggests that this could be a really good fight.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's always good to see, you know, the fighters, especially in other weight classes, at least they have to make a weight. At heavyweight, they can come in wherever, so they don't have to be in look physically as imposing. But these two guys, you know, they will be in good shape. And of course, you know, the Wilder's, you know, the bigger puncher, you know, Washington, you know, I don't think he's a big puncher, but I think if he catches Deontay, he could hurt him. I just don't wonder about Deontay's chin. You know, I think we've seen him hurt early in his career, so that's something that we're unsure of at the moment. And, you know, if Washington were to land, you know, then that could be interesting. But I do favor Deontay strongly.
All right, now, in the rest of the division, update us, first of all, on Tyson Fury. What is going on with this guy? What belts does he have now? And when, if ever, are we going to see this guy get in the ring again? Because, you know, ever since he beat Vladimir Klitschko, it's been one thing after another, and you know, they haven't been able to get back together. So what's the story here with Tyson Fury?
Fury was supposed to face Vyacheslav Glazkov, and so he inherited that obligation when he beat Klitschko. Then when that So from that situation, he couldn't fight him straight away because he had a contractually obligated to fight Klitschko in a rematch. So he had to vacate the IBF title, which was, you know, then was won by Charles Martin, who subsequently lost the title to Anthony Joshua. So then Fury had the WBA and the WBO title. With me, you know, his illness, you know, over the summer months, when it kind of came to fruition, we heard about that. He vacated those two titles to allow the division to kind of, you know, not to be held to ransom, if you like. So he's still on the sidelines. No real update with him. I think he's just, you know, it's a bit of a slow process. I expect over the next couple of months, you know, we'll start hearing a bit more. Of course, we've got David Haye and Tony Bellew. We're a couple of weeks away from that. I imagine we'll probably hear from Tyson Fury around about that time. He's no love lost for him with those two guys. And so I think we'll hear a bit from him then. We'll certainly hear from him at the end of April when you have Anthony Joshua and Vladimir Klitschko face each other. So we'll hear about him. I'm sure he'll appear on our radar then. But at the moment, there's no rumors about, you know, if and when he'll resurface. Mm-hmm. As I say, the IBF title is held by Joshua, who will face Klitschko on the 29th of April. And the WBA title will also be on the line with that one. There's a situation where the WBO had Faisal Quendo was due to face for the regular title, and unfortunately, just confusing everybody. You've got the WBA, you know, super regular interim, and et cetera, which is not a good situation. It went to court, and Quendo has to fight, and the guy that he'll fight is going to be Shannon Briggs. They had a purse bid which had to be for $1 million upwards. There was one bidder earlier this week, and it was for $400,000. So the purse bid will be redone next week. I question who's going to pay $1 million because it really isn't a fight that anyone cares or wishes to see. You know?
Right.
And then you have Joseph Parker, lastly, who will fight Huey Fury Tyson's younger cousin. And that is rumored to be on the 1st of April, but that could end up absolutely anywhere at the moment. I suppose, as it was won by Parker's promoters in New Zealand, that will be the favourite, but really it could end up in America, it could end up in the UK, it could end up in the Middle East, or it could end up in New Zealand, where we're just waiting at the moment.
Yeah. Anson Wainwright with us from Ring Magazine. So Deontay has a WBC title, Anthony Joshua with the IBF title, Joe Parker has the WBO title. So the WBA title and the IBF title are available to Klitschko and Joshua in that fight, and what's Klitschko's, you know, what's he saying? Is he saying that, you know, he wants to try and unify everything again, or is he on a fight-to-fight deal? What's his mindset now?
I think he's probably, I think he's 41 now. I think he's 41 in March, if memory serves me correctly. I'm sure he's not looking past Joshua. That's a fight which he knows that, you know, that'll go a long way to, you know, repairing what happened with the, you know, the terrible performance against Tyson Fury. So he'll think, you know, fighting in front of 90,000, he's very motivated by it. And if he can win that one, he'll have two of the belts. So that, you know, he's only got to win another one to get back where he was before, you know. And you know, of course, with his big brother no longer holding the WBC title, he could go that way, so it, you know, it wouldn't surprise me. I think that fight, I favour Joshua just because I think it's the right timing. But we really don't know what Klitschko has left. We don't know if that last, you know, last performance was where he's at. In which case, I think Joshua shouldn't really have any problem. But if that was, you know, if that was other situations and he just wasn't there that night, and he brings, you know, his A game. He was very motivated. When I remember being ringside when he fought Kubrat Pulev, very motivated, and you know he stayed in the pocket a bit longer, and he really drilled Pulev that night. And Pulev was, you know, was ranked in the top, you know, couple by everybody at that point, you know, in the division. So that was a strong performance. If you can find that type of performance, you know, Joshua, you know, we'll have to see how he deals with the pressure fighting at home and, you know, in front of a large crowd as well. You know, so there's several things that. It'll be there, but I think, yeah, at the moment, Klitschko is just fight by fight.
Mm-hmm. All right. So who do you think Wilder fights next then? Would it be Joshua? Assuming Joshua, if Joshua does beat Klitschko, and I think that would knock Klitschko into retirement, I would think. But, you know, Deontay told us last week that he definitely wants to fight again before the end of the year this year. You know, who would you think that would be next up for him?
I think it might be somebody, because obviously they've had the situation, which obviously Deontay won in court against Povetkin.
Yeah.
I imagine it might well be a mandatory defense that might be worked out, and that'll be over the summer. And then I could imagine, you know, he's also talked about, I don't know if he said to you guys, he's also mentioned talking about fighting Joseph Parker, who's the WBO champion. So if Joseph were to beat Fury, I could imagine possibly that fight would be in the last quarter, you know, of the year, or, you know, and I wouldn't surprise me if it did bring Joshua, because again, that's the Joshua and Wilder is probably, if both guys were to win at the end of the year, I could project that as being the biggest fight in the heavyweight division and one of the biggest fights in the sport. So I would say probably a mandatory in the summer. Take care of that, and then a unification, hopefully, for the fall.
Mm-hmm. All right, give me your thoughts on this Mayweather-Conor McGregor thing. Mayweather says it's not going to happen. You know, I don't know that there's enough money out there to make it happen, but, I mean, is this just an absolute sideshow? I mean, is this something that it'd be like Mayweather and the Big Show, you know, the wrestler when they got together a few years ago, or is this something legit?
100%, absolutely. I mean, it's laughable. It's something that I kind of feel sorry almost for both sports, because I'll have a conversation with people where they'll bring it up and that's the first thing and the only thing they want to talk about, and I'm like, guys, can we talk about, you know, Thurman Garcia? Can't we talk about, you know, Klitschko and Joshua, Brooke and Spence? We have a ton of fights in boxing. I'm sure you UFC guys could say the same kind of thing. And we're talking about a fight where, you know, would you talk about, you know, a tennis player playing, you know, someone who wins a game of squash, you know, a top squash player in the world? It's, you know, rugby league, rugby union. It's baseball, cricket. It's two things where, you know what, just because they're both combat sports and people kind of, they put it in there. And it's mental masturbation. It's ridiculous. It's never going to happen. Never in a million years. You've got, you know, McGregor, who kind of likes the limelight, and I think this gives him that. And Mayweather, of course, he likes the limelight. It keeps him out there, because obviously now he's promoting, but he's still the man, and he still wants to get this attention. So it's never going to happen. I frankly, when people talk about it, I'm just like, I look over my shoulder, but, you know, it's not my cup of tea. I have no real interest in it, and it's dragged on for far too long, and it needs put into bed. But it's never going to happen.
Yeah. All right. And what's the deal with this fight now? Canelo Alvarez, he's I assume is not going to fight now until this May 6th. There was thought that he would fight before then, but he's going to fight Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. for some WBC
Correct.
Commemorative belt. What's that all about?
Yeah, you've got those two guys. Of course, Chavez's family lineage goes all the way
sure.
back. So with his father, who's the Mexican, if you imagine how Manny Pacquiao is revered in the Philippines, this is kind of Julio Cesar Chavez territory. So his son is very, very, you know, was very, very popular. Of course, there's a bit of the brat complex after he won the middleweight title. He ended up blowing up a bit in weight after he lost the title, and then he really kind of ended up at super middleweight and then light heavyweight, and he had no business at that weight, despite being, you know, a very big guy for the weight. But his advantage was that he was physically imposing and, you know, would really just keep pushing and pushing and wear guys down, and he lost that advantage when he went to light heavyweight. So he got a win back in December. And that, well, then there were talks about Canelo, and I think they realized that it's now or never. So Canelo, who'd been down, you know, at light middleweight to fight, and he fought Liam Smith, won the WBO title there, having previously been a champion at middleweight. So they realized, you know what, this is, we're going to make a boatload of cash. Canelo was very popular in Mexico. this is going to, there's going to be a lot of angst and it's going to be a lot of tension, and both guys know this is, you know, this is for Mexico, and neither guy will want to lose, and it'll they'll both let it all hang out, and Chavez will be the bigger guy, Canelo's been the more active and the guy that, you know, a little bit more class, more finesse, and it should be interesting. But ultimately, I think Canelo, you know, he has things in his favor that I think I would probably favor him.
Yeah. Are we finally going to get Canelo and Triple G in the ring this year? What do you think? I mean, is this going to happen or what?
That's the hope. Of course, Golovkin fights in about a month's time when he fights Daniel Jacobs for the WBA, WBC, and IBF titles. If he wins that, they're on about him going back and fighting in Kazakhstan on June 10th against Billy Joe Saunders. That would allow him to fight for the WBO title as well. And then I think the hope is that if that all plays out, and of course he has to win two fights, Canelo has to win the one that's September the 17th. We will be in Las Vegas for Mexican Independence Day with all of the middleweight titles on the line, all the marbles. I would imagine by then it would be the biggest fight in boxing.
Yeah, it will be. I mean, that's one you line up to pay for, that's for sure. All right. I know it's like, 10 o'clock at night there, or closing in on 10 o'clock at night there. So I appreciate you joining us here a little bit and, helping us with a little bit of a primer. I'm telling you this, of course we're all pulling for, Wilder because he's our guy. He comes on the show a regular and has been great with us. But, I tell you what, I hope he's not looking past. He says, I'm not looking past Washington. I'm looking through Washington. Hope he doesn't look through him too much because, you know, that guy looks like a bruiser from what I've seen.
Yeah, you never can tell. This guy is possibly in a Buster Douglas situation. He's getting up there in years. He's going to be a big, big outsider. I'm not sure exactly what the odds are, but he will probably be, 20-1 or, further on out than that. And he knows it's his chance. If he loses, really, he has nothing to lose. So, but
yeah.
if he does lose, then he's right out the picture. He's probably going to struggle to ever get another opportunity. So he's going to go out there and let all guns blazing, and it's like he's hoping to, strike, lucky and win the lottery, the Powerball, all in one. And if good luck to him. He could upset a lot of apple carts if he did. But Deontay's, has really grown as a champion, and I think he's someone who, possibly, a couple of years ago before he was champion, he might have been more in danger. But I think now. The Spilker, that was impressive, the way he took Spilker out. Okay, he was a little bit, earlier on in the fight, and a couple of his performances, but he's got rid of him in the end, and, at the end of the day, he's got the W, and I think that's what he will do in just over a week's time.
So you really think it would be that big an upset, though? It would be a Buster Douglas over Mike Tyson type upset if it were to happen?
No. But like Buster Douglas was 42-1, but I think if he were to pull it, it would be a significant upset, because, I think... you could possibly say that the only guy that from PBC, Al Haymon has moved, his just over a year, was it nearly 2 years ago since he's done that? The one guy that's really come on leaps and bounds and has improved and seems to be, popular with TV ratings is Deontay Wilder. Some of the other guys, even though they haven't lost, their careers have stalled a little bit. Deontay, it was unfortunate what happened last summer with. When he was going to fight Povetkin, and that kind of kept him in a bit of a holding pattern as well as the injury. But, I think he seems to, he at the start, Deontay was a guy that we thought was just a puncher, and, if he got clipped, it would be over. And we're still a bit, wonder how his chin will hold up. But I think now he'll be a significant favourite. As I say, I'm not 100% certain what the odds will be, but I would expect him to be a sizable favourite. And I would be pretty surprised if he were to lose.
All right. Appreciate you as always. Anson Wainwright from Ring Magazine. Fans have been calling for you. My listeners have been calling for you. They keep asking for you, man. So I figured I better get you in here on this fight.
Thank you.
Good to be back on.
I look forward to let's get you back on soon. If John is on, that would be fine. We'll chew the fat together.
All right, man. Good stuff. I appreciate you.
Thank you. You have a great show. Thank you, guys. Speak to you soon.
All right, thank you. Anson Wainwright. That's why I don't have Mom Wars. I just have a hard time saying it. Anson Wainwright. I don't know. What's the line, Smokey? Do you know? I have no idea what the line is in that fight right now. I'm looking at it right now. I'm looking to see. I'll try and find it. All right, we'll get a break. We'll come back. Phone lines are open. There you go. There's your Anson Wainwright interview. 866-485-9867. I'm Tom Abraham. This is 730-1039,
The Ump. WUMP Sports Radio. The Ump.
This is Jim Rome with a CBS Sports Minute brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. It did not take long for the Spanos family to make another very questionable decision. After moving their team to a city where pretty much nobody wants them, the Chargers are now doubling down with new ticket prices that will make them the most expensive in the NFL. Now, maybe I missed that class in college. I mean, is that Business 101, Econ 5? Take a team where nobody wants them, charge them a price that nobody will pay. I want so badly to give these guys the benefit of the doubt. Anthony Lynn was so impressed. Super Bowl week. The roster is actually sneaky good, but then the Spanos family makes another decision that reminds you why they are one of the more tone-deaf ownership groups in all of sports. $200 tickets to see the Chargers. We're not talking about Foxborough or experiencing Lambeau Field. It's a soccer stadium in Carson. Good luck with that. Trust me, you'll need it. I'm Jim Rome.
Hey, clones. I've been telling you that you can always get the most bang for your buck and the best possible service at O'Reilly Auto Parts, but now they have really sweetened the deal. Sign up to be an O-Rewards member today and start earning instantly. Check this out. Earn $5 back for every $150 you spend. They are literally giving you money back. So sign up. It's fast, easy, and free, and it's only at O'Reilly Auto Parts. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. See store for details.
Start your spring projects today with huge savings right now at Lowe's, where you'll find deals on everything you need to get your home ready for the season. So hurry into your neighborhood store today for great brands at great prices, like up to 40% off during our kitchen and bath event. Plus, get up to 30% off select appliance special values. Get started with spring's biggest savings. Start with Lowe's. Event offer valid 2/9 through 3/23. Appliance offer valid 2/15 through 2/28. Applies to select items. See store for details. U.S. only.
Lawler's Barbecue is celebrating their 39th birthday through the end of February. With 10 locations to serve you, there's always something delicious right around the corner. Come in today for our succulent ribs or rib plates. Or how about our slow-cooked pork? Get a lunch bag to go. Or our famous pork plates. And everyone loves the stuffed potatoes at Lawler's Barbecue. Celebrate the 39th birthday of Lawler's Barbecue through the end of February. And we love saving you money. So this Friday morning at 9... get your $50 gift certificate for $25 for the sweet deal of the week. The half-price sweet deal never tasted so good. This Friday morning at 9, log on and click on the sweet deal. A $50 gift certificate to Lawler's Barbecue for $25. Delicious ribs and rib plates, slow-cooked pork, and those famous stuffed potatoes. It's the 39th anniversary of Lawler's Barbecue. Log on to umpsports.com.
He has an overbite that makes him look like a cartoon character, a slightly crooked eye, and an uncommonly wrinkly neck. In the right light, he can look a little like a garden gnome, and he'll wear a bow tie just because. Sure, you might call him a little quirky, but that's exactly what makes him so perfect. Tuna is a 3-year-old Chihuahua Dachshund mix with more than 700,000 followers on Instagram, and it all started because he was adopted. You can't buy a best friend like Tuna, but you can adopt one. Help us save them all at bestfriends.org.
Looking for a way to get involved in the community? Big Brothers Big Sisters of North Alabama has a new office in Athens and is looking for those interested in becoming a big, wanting to be a little, or simply desiring to assist the organization through donations or partnerships. Each year, Big Brothers Big Sisters works to pair children ages 5 to 13 with mentors in an effort to enrich their lives. In order to support these, your support is needed. To be a part of Big Brothers Big Sisters, stop by the new office in the Family Resources Center at 406 South Jefferson Street in Athens. Call 256-880-2123 or on the web at bbbsna.org. Becoming a big brother or big sister makes a tremendous impact on the lives of children throughout the Tennessee Valley. And with the addition of the new office in Athens, your impact reaches even further. It's never too late to start something and make a difference in someone's life.
Facebook, where liking turns to love real quick. See the love on our page. Search Ump Sports.
Blackfoot on your Throwback Thursday here in the Doghouse. Same time, Abraham. Wilder is -1600. I didn't realize it was that out of whack. Really? -1600. That means you got to put down 1600 to make a hundy. I mean, that's a lot of odds. I mean, that's pretty strong. By the way, in that Anthony Joshua Vladimir Klitschko fight, Klitschko is a +200, Smokey. I mean, think about that.
What a lot of people think about Anthony Joshua.
I guess.
He's one of the rising stars in the heavyweight division coming out of England as well.
Yeah, I guess so. Jeez. That would mean Anthony Joshua is a -240. That means you got to put 240 down to make a dollar back on Anthony Joshua in that fight. And if you need it, Manny Pacquiao, yeah, I know. Thought he was done. Wasn't he done? I thought he was supposed to be done. Manny Pacquiao, I thought after Mayweather he was hanging it up. He's going to be the president of, Nicaragua, wherever he's from. Manny Pacquiao is -1100 against Jeff Horn coming up on April the 23rd. So those are out there as well. Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. is +550 against Canelo Alvarez. Canelo -900, so 900 to make a hundy back on that deal. All right, let's go to the lines. Tomboy Dot, who I understand is going to the Harvey Show at the VBC. Dot, welcome in. How are you?
Hi, great. You guys talk about an auction. I heard a commercial recently. I believe that they rent now, that you can rent one, right?
Oh, yeah, you can definitely. Yeah, you can rent RVs from them. They got great rates on rentals, and a lot of people do that when they're trying to figure out what they want to buy so that they can, try out some different ones.
Yeah, I've been wanting to go. We were talking about it, and I heard you come on earlier. You were talking about batteries and had an open line, didn't have time to get in. But, I've had problems with batteries, so we did recently had to get another one. It starts to get a sulfur smell, like rotten eggs. It's bad, and you can't help it. Sometimes it might be a bad cell. You can get some kind of battery acid mix or water and put it in there if you have a place where you can add water and stuff, and that will help it for a while until you can do something.
This one was. I mean, the battery was, almost 4 years old. That's about all you're going to get out of a truck battery, right? I mean, 4 years old, it's pretty much got to be ready to go. So, I'm waiting to hear from my son whether he changed it or not, because I want him to go drive it around the block, because I figure if it dies a mile from here, he's in good shape and everything. He can run back, in a minute. So I want him to go drive it around the block.
Yeah, everybody needs to know a little bit something about cars. I've had a lot of things happen to me about cars, and my daddy and my brother, they could put one together from, top to bottom. And I've done fixed some cars. Put a heater core in, alternator, radiator. It's a nightmare when you have something happen and you really don't know. If you can know by listening what's happening,
right,
get it fixed before it tears up, that's a real bonus. And I can hear when somebody has a bad water pump and they're next to me in line, on the road, it makes just a little noise. But anyway, I heard a rewind recently, and didn't have time to comment, but it was about Edward. I think you had someone we're talking to. Now, there's some network I heard. I think they're called ATN, and they were talking about him and said that he is coming back. He's sitting out on the 50,000 plus whatever that his contract was bought out from, and he'll be back next year.
Well, let's see in how long it'll be. Thanks for the call, Dot. Appreciate you. Let's see how long it'll be. It was interesting that Mark Long said that the sponsor for that number 19 car really wanted Suarez in that car. They wanted a Mexican driver in that car. So guess we can't say he drives it, drove it like he stole it, but, you know, I'm just saying. All right, we'll be back. Coming up next, Matt Scalise, AL.com, right here at 730-1039 AM.
And 103.9, The Ump. More sports.
Madison RV Supercenter is having their annual RV show and sale February 13th through the 18th with interest rates way down and discounts way up. Now is the perfect time to choose your new RV. With the largest selection of latest models in the area, there's no need to go anywhere else but Madison RV Supercenter. Free parking, free admission, free food. Madison RV Supercenter is the only place to get your new RV, and the annual RV show and sale is the right time to buy. Don't miss this event. Madison RV Supercenter annual RV show and sale.
March Madness. It's a time when the best of the best come out to play. And you can experience that same level of performance at your local Infiniti retailer. Starting with the turbocharged Infiniti Q50 sedan with impressive technology like available predictive forward collision warning and direct adaptive steering. And the Infiniti QX60 crossover is definitely up for the challenge. Easily seating seven so you can bring the whole team. Or experience true power in the full-size Infiniti QX80 with its V8 engine and luxurious interior. It's that time of year again. Time for the best of the best. Visit Smith Infinity of Huntsville today and lease the Q50 for $339 a month for 39 months. $24.99 initial payment, tax, title, license, and options extra. Call 1-800-862-0406 for details. Offer ends 2/28/17. Infinity is an official partner of NCAA Men's Basketball. NCAA and March Madness are registered trademarks of the National Collegiate Athletic Association. Infinity. Empower the drive.
One of the things about the humidor is it's probably got the greatest variety of any tobacco shop in Huntsville.
I come down here because the variety of accessibility of the different types of cigars that they have.
Great selection of cigars, and they have the best selection of cigars around at a good price.
Buy it, smoke it here, hang out with the guys.
Great pipe selection, great tobacco selection. They do a great job of taking care of the customer, and that's what counts.
The Humidor Pipe Shop, Memorial Parkway Southwest. Now open Sundays, noon to 6.
My savings are gone.
Okay, where were they last?
Here, right before I spent them on that vacation to Aruba.
Weird. Not weird. Not saving now means no money later. For free ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Joe Nichols, and I'm getting the word out about a fatal and under-recognized medical condition that sadly took my dad. He developed idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis, or IPF, a rare lung disease causing permanent scarring of the lungs, making it increasingly difficult to breathe. My dad lost his fight at 46. It took years for my dad to get diagnosed, which is not uncommon, because the telltale symptoms of IPF, breathlessness from mild physical activity and a dry, persistent cough, are often confused with more common illnesses like COPD or asthma. Music is a big part of my life, so I'm teaming up with Musicians on Call, an organization that brings music right to the bedsides of patients in hospitals. We want everyone with IPF to get the help they need. So if you or someone you love has symptoms of IPF, talk to a doctor now. You may be referred to a lung specialist for a diagnosis and treatment. An early diagnosis can help people with IPF treat their condition earlier. Help me spread the word. Visit breathlessipf.com.
Premature birth is the number one killer of babies. Those who survive often face birth defects and complications that affect them for life. For hundreds of thousands of families in the United States, this is the hardest thing they will ever have to face. And it's even harder on the baby. March of Dimes is providing education and support to families and funding life-saving research to give every baby a fighting chance. You can help. Do something today. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes. And you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to. Nope. I'm sure you've got a perfectly good excuse. Kids, work. I get it. You're busy. So what better time than now? Let's begin. Raise one finger if you're a man. Ladies, none yet. Oh, count in your head if you're driving. Now, three more fingers for everyone over 60, two over 50, one over 40, one more if you're not physically active, another finger if anyone in your family has type 2 diabetes, another if you've got high blood pressure. If you're overweight, raise another finger, two if you're very overweight, and three if you're really overweight. You've just taken the world's first audio prediabetes test. And if you're holding up five or more fingers, visit doihaveprediabetes.org or talk to your doctor. There's no excuse, because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Indoor baseball, anyone?
Most party fouls are pretty dumb, but if you decide to drink and drive underage, you could lose your license and your freedom. Learn more at ultimatepartyfoul.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
WUMP Madison, W28OBA Madison Huntsville, a Cumulus station. Sports Radio 730 and 103.9. The Op. Now.